In a world filled with spyware, ransomware, phish, and more, we need you to be the hero. In this podcast, Information Protection and Security is bringing new ways to fight back against the dangerous actors looking to do digital and physical harm. We'll give you everything you need to know on a different topic of risk every month. Coming to you from IPS with Love.
Welcome. Well, we all know social media can become such a big part of your life that you almost treat it like a friend. But we've got some crazy stories to talk about today that make you think twice, I think, of taking any advice from Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok. I'm Lisa Waddle.
And I'm John Nekrasov. And we've got a crazy report, as Lisa said, about some really quite terrible advice on TikTok that a bunch of people followed straight into literal fraud. But before we get to that, we want to shed light on a trend that's on the upswing, which is job scams. And here's a conversation Lisa had about how cyber criminals target job seekers here at HCA Healthcare and the lengths they'll go to steal your identity or even your money.
Great.
Welcome. I'm here today with Jason Pasuka, and he's the AVP of Talent Acquisition at HCA Healthcare. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we wanted to talk about job scams, which is such a scary thing, I think, because anyone who has looked for a job knows that that's often when they're at their most vulnerable, right, and maybe at their most hopeful. So what are some of the jobs that you've seen in your position? I mean, job scams you've seen in your position?
Yeah, we've seen it run the gamut, but it seems to target more work from home jobs. And again, it's because so many people are desperate to get those work from home jobs. LinkedIn has said almost 50% of all applicants are applying for work from home jobs, even though there are only about 10% of the jobs out there.
Okay.
So it makes for easy pickings for people to go after. But the most common is things that are just too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So we've seen where job scams have been to be like a executive assistant for a hospital CEO. That is a work from home job, which would just never be.
Right.
Yeah. And we saw another one where it was for a financial analyst, where they said, you can keep your other job and just do this at night. And it paid crazy amounts of money. Mm-hmm. So there are things like that that, you know, you would salivate at the idea of being able to get such a job because they just really don't exist. Or just the compensation is, you know, so high.
Out of proportion. So I guess, and some people might wonder, what are they getting out of this, right? Yeah. By posting fake jobs?
I mean, first and foremost, a lot of them are asking for money and saying that, you know, you need to pay for the cost of setting up your home office, your computer, that, and so that target is typically, you know, $1,500 to $2,500 cash. Other times they're just trying to get access to a bank account. And they're trying to give up banking information.
So they're saying, let's set up your direct deposit, right?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. Well, and I know at HCA Healthcare, we've seen a lot of these kind of scams or seen others using the HCA name, right? Well, they'll set up a site, they'll use our logo, maybe use the name even of somebody here. And again, they're trying to get information, maybe they're trying to get money, access to money. What are some things that HCA Healthcare has done to try to cut down on that?
Yeah, we've posted notifications on our website, but unfortunately that is only seen if you come to our website.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's really no way for us to get in front of, you know, everybody everywhere in order to do that. So what we do is things like what we're doing today, trying just to get the message out in general, because this is not just an HCA problem, it's an every company problem. But there's a number of telltale signs to these that if people look for, that they can help.
Well, yeah. You know, I think maybe people don't necessarily just go to every company's website, right? They'll search on Indeed or LinkedIn or these kind or Monster, right? These places that have listings from everywhere. So that's kind of, if you're doing that, maybe you should already be aware, right? Be looking for any kind
Absolutely.
Of problems. Check it with the company itself. If there's an ad on Indeed and it's not on HCA, that's a disconnect right there, yep. right? What are some other flags?
You know, now sometimes too, it's a sourcer reaching out to you proactively. They found you in a resume database. And like any other scam, not job related, you want to look for things like, what's the email address that it comes from? Mm-hmm. You know, everybody from HCA uses an HCA healthcare email address. So if you're seeing something come from a Gmail address or things like that, mm-hmm. but sometimes they're even more clever and they'll just misspell healthcare, leave the L mm-hmm. out, so or .co or those kinds of things. Again, if you're not paying particular attention, that a person might miss. But the one thing about scammers, a good thing is they're usually sloppy. and so if you see very bad language in emails or things of that nature, those are also telltale signs that it very well could be fake.
Right. And definitely, I know scammers are often working so fast, right? So they can, as you said, get sloppy, but often maybe do things that just are very unprofessional, mm-hmm. like hire you over text, right?
Or absolutely
without an interview even, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, so. We've even seen some scams where the entire thing is AI driven. And it's every question is asked via text. They want to onboard you via text. You know, we don't onboard people via text. You know, so although we do use some technology along the way, at some point you will talk to a human and you will get all your emails for all your offers, and everything will come from an official HCA healthcare email address.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So really do your homework, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
And certainly before giving any money, because it is a shame. People can lose a lot of money. They can quit their other job thinking they have a job, and then there's nothing there.
Well, as I tell people, we're in the business of paying employees, not taking their money. So there's nowhere along the way we're going to ask you for your money when we're hiring
right.
you. And any other legitimate company will not either. So
that's great advice. Think about the money.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thanks so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. Lisa, I thought that was a fascinating conversation. And it's yet another example of our classic internet rule, often attributed to Abraham Lincoln by many memes, which is don't believe everything you read on the internet. I don't know if you've ever seen that poster at any point.
Yes, classic.
At one point I had it printed out, and like I think I had it on my dorm room wall at some point in college, which tells you a lot about me. But that's basically internet safety basics, and we're going to talk more about that. But I think it's a rule that we like forget to apply more than we should.
Right. And I think it is because our phones have become so personal. Social media has become so personal. We always have it with us, right? You're at dinner and someone asks a question. Well, rather than kind of discussing it like, oh, I thought it was this, I thought it was that, someone just looks it up. And the authority is suddenly there. And then often there's not the extra level of, well, wait, what is that authority? You know, is it funnyfacts.com, you know, or is it the New York Times, or is it the Mayo Clinic? No one really questions the source. It's kind of, if it's in writing on the internet, it must be true.
Right. And it's, I guess part of this is like the internet has become sort of federalized, I guess. Like anyone can post anything mm-hmm. on the internet. And we take that for granted. And when you go to a platform like TikTok, I mean, it takes, you know, maybe a minute to record 30 seconds of audio, mm-hmm. put some captions on it, and then throw it up. And that's exactly what we saw recently with a TikTok scam that basically encouraged people to commit check fraud. And we're going to talk about that in more detail. But it's in video games, there's a thing called like a money glitch, where basically like you break the game and you try to make as much money as possible, and it just keeps giving you stuff. Uh-huh. And basically these TikTok people were telling just your average audience that they could do this with their checks.
I mean, and I think the fascinating thing about this is it wasn't just one TikTok, right? It was one TikTok that kind of put out this thing, this challenge, right? And other people started doing it or saying they were doing it. And so they were writing checks to themselves and taking a ton of money out of an ATM, right? Great, until that comes to call, and then you actually have a negative balance on your bank account that you can't kind of beat the float, as it were. You know, you write a check, it takes the bank maybe a day or so to clear that, but that doesn't mean that money is free.
Right. Well, so there was a legitimate glitch in the Chase banking systems that was happening, where it was allowing people to withdraw the full value of a check from an ATM instead of the normal like partial withdrawal mm-hmm. that was allowed before the check actually cleared. So people said, oh, I have all this cash. And I guess really part of the problem here that people have been writing about is that people don't understand how to use checks anymore.
Yes.
Like that's just like basic financial literacy.
That's true.
Like I don't.
It's not really taught.
I learned how to write one growing up, but mm-hmm. like I have never, as a 25-year-old, like frequently used checks throughout my mm-hmm. life. You know, so it's like anyone younger than that has not had a ton of exposure to just like even what a check is.
That's a good point. I didn't really realize it was capitalizing on that that idea that this is a archaic way of spending money. People might not be as savvy or might have not have used checks as much. So they really did think that they were getting that money when in fact that is check fraud, right? Which is a lot more serious than a TikTok game. Yeah.
Right. It's a serious example of something we've seen a lot over, I guess, the last probably 5 to 6 years and beyond, but especially in the last 5 to 6 years with the growth of TikTok and platforms like that, mm-hmm. where you see people start to do a thing, and then whether it's a recommendation for some kind of tip or just a fun, quote-unquote, challenge to do, mm-hmm. people start replicating that, and then it gets out of control. So like an example of that, I forget what year it was off the top of my head, but the Tide Pod challenge mm-hmm. of a few years ago where people would just would film themselves eating Tide Pods, which is obviously extremely dangerous and bad for you. But people would just do it because the next person online, they saw them do it. And something that, you know, you could have an innocent idea at first that just all of a sudden spirals completely out of control.
Yeah, yeah. And I do think maybe we're used to seeing, if we do, you know, a Google search of like eating Tide Pods and oh, a bunch of videos come up. So it's kind of that repetition or mm-hmm. reinforcing. Well, it's not just one obscure source. All these people have done it or all there are all these sources claiming it. You know, I've fallen for that where when it comes to celebrity deaths or something is mentioned like maybe on Facebook and then it's like, oh my goodness, so this person died. And then everybody is kind of sharing that information, even though a simple look at a legitimate news source would show, no, that that's not the case, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think this idea of sourcing, our background is both journalists, so we have a kind of a strong belief in that. And maybe, much like checks, a lot of people have not been trained in that or learned how to do that. I mean, you know, I can remember hiring some new people when I was working at a magazine and they were using Wikipedia as their source for a lot of things. And I had to explain to them why that couldn't be our source because, you know, it's kind of groupthink, but a lot of people can insert mistakes or people, if it's not verified, we can't use that as our source. And unfortunately, that got learned as then that person, I heard them talking to somebody else and saying, well, Lisa doesn't like Wikipedia, so don't use that as a source, you know, instead of the idea of let's use an established news source, which there are plenty of, and we can easily check on our phones as well.
That's 100% right. And it reminds me of those, I don't know if you've ever seen them on Facebook, where people, like a viral post will start and people say something like, Facebook's privacy rules are changing. And if you don't copy and paste this into your feed, you know, saying I own all my posts, then Facebook will steal all your posts. Mm-hmm. And like anyone who posts that has not read the Facebook terms and conditions for, you know, what things they own in terms of mm-hmm. what you post on social media. But it's a great example of, you know, you see someone post something and in your mind you say, oh, well, this must be a huge risk for my privacy. I need to do something about it mm-hmm. instead of actually taking a few moments and looking it up. And I think that's really the biggest tip we have is just, you know, just take a second. Especially if something's important, just verify the source and then look into alternative sources to make sure that you're following the right track before doing something, especially if it concerns something like your health or your money.
Right. Or your reputation. Yeah, if you're going to get in trouble for fraud. And especially, those things that have bigger effects, like things on your health. You know, there's lots of misinformation out there on your health, often from doctors. You know, but unless it's corroborated at a legitimate source like the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic, why would you trust your health into taking something or, you know, thinking you're getting a story like this glitch makes me think, oh, if you could get rich that easy, wouldn't more people be doing it, right?
Right.
I mean, if that was actually true, it gets back again, I think, to that too good to be true. If it sounds too good to be true, that should be the biggest red flag.
For sure. So whether you are dealing with your money or you're quoting sports statistics at your local game and trying to win an argument, make sure you check your sources.
Definitely, definitely. Well, and talking about misinformation, next month's show, we're going to cover the misinformation and disinformation out there around the elections, the biggest thing coming up this fall.
Make sure to watch next month on Media Connect or subscribe on any major podcast platform for when that releases before you do the polls in November.
Great.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.